Vayter in Oraisa. We are in Tainus of Chav Ches, speaking about the top of the page, but you know what we do. It's time for review, so we're picking it up on Chav Zayin Beis, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Last word on the line. V'Yisrael, Shabosa Mishpah, Miskansim Ereim. The Israel learned that Mishpah, they weren't in Yerushalayim. They would go to their towns, become Maisa Bereishis. They would read from Maisa Bereishis. What do I mean? Where do we know this from? What's the Shaykhis between Maisa Bereishis and Mamado? Some Rabbi Yaakov Baruch, some Rabbi Yossi, some Rabbi Asi, and Mali Mamados. If not for the ma'amados, and Rashi explains what that means, is iske karbanos, the inyanim of karban, she saw osenheim, then what would end up happening? Lonis kamish ma'amaros, shmaimaros would be able to survive. Wouldn't be in existence. Shemar is a pasuk says, Vayomer, Hashem alakim ma'amah, idlik yerushen, Hashem, Avram Vinu says, Tekos Baruch Hu, that how do I know that I'm going to get Eretz Yisrael? Or you say this is right there, we're having this in Brisbane of Masarim. Amar Avram, he said, Ribbono Shalom. Shami Yisrael Chotim Lefanechem. Everybody's going to do a sin in front of you. Ato Oselim Kedor Mabel Kedor Apalaga. You're going to destroy them like Dor Mabel Kedor Flaga. Amelo Lav. No. Amelo Fana. Ribono Shalom. Hodieni Bamer Rishena. Let me know how I'm going to inherit it. Right? How is it going to be? They're going to be get a kapara. They're going to be destroyed. Amelo Chali Egla Mishalashes Vez Mishalashes. Go and take from me Karbanos. It's going to be through Karbanos. Amelo Fana. Ribono Shalom. Taniach. Tainach. Bezman Shabbos Amin Deshkayim. Father makes sense of the Bishop. Is around as much as the sky material and what's going to be with them. Hello, Kvarti Kanti, Lahem Seder Karbanos. I already set up for them the Seder Karbanos. As much as Carmel of Bam Lafana, when they say the Karbanos in front of Yimani, Aleyan, Kilo Kriva Lafana, I'm going to consider as if they brought it before me, Vinimo Chalem, a Kulvan, the same. I'm going to forgive them for all their sins. Side points, we should really be saying Karbanos. For those who are, Kala Kavod, for those who aren't, we should really up our game. Tadar Rabbanan, Anshe Mishmar, the men of the Mishmar, the Maimud who were part of those, and they were doing the by the Tamid. Hamispalam Karban Achem, she was Kabul Baratzan, the Radavi said that it should be Kabul Baratzan. Vanshe Maimud, Miskans, the Beis Knesset should be Dalatanios, and the people part of the Maimud that were gathered in the Beis Knesset, they would forward fast. Asheni b'Shabbos, b'Shishi b'Rivi b'Chamishi on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Asheni al Yerdei Yam on those that are going out in the sea, based off the pasuk that says the psukim that are in my separations. At the chesed b'Asheni, he rakia b'Sochamayim. So for the waters, b'Shishi al Yelhochem Midbar. So those walking in the Midbar, Rashi says because it says v'Terei Riva Basha. Bar VL Askra Shalatipa Latinokos on Wednesday, so that there shouldn't be any Askra, Rashi says, because the Ma'oros, the luminary is put in the sky, and it has a lashon of Ma'oros written without a vav, can be read as Ma'iris as a curse, therefore, Davidson should be healthy. But Chamisha Ubers Aminikios, Rashi says, because Yishu Tzomayim shares Nefeshchaya, so that the pregnant nursing women. Ubershloy appeal to the pregnant women that shouldn't have miscarriages, Mikoshe, Nikos, Benam, and the nursing, they should have enough milk. Amarav Shabbos, Loyum, and Miss Adam, they wouldn't fast. Amarav Shabbos, they covered the Shabbos, Kavachom, Shabbos, Aswell, certainly not the Shabbos itself. Be'achab Shabbos, my time, Elo, why didn't you fast on Sunday? Amarav Yochan, my prayer, no, it's because of the Notrim. There's a holiday from the non Jews. Amarav Shabbos, and Rechmein, the Amarav, and Pleshu, Shalisha, Lisir, because the third day from creation, and people are weak then. Amarav Shakash, and Rechmein, and the Shami Ser, because the Shami Ser, we lost. Amarav Shakash, the Shami Sarah Nitta Bilba Adam Arab Shabbos, given Arab Shabbos. On Shabbos, also the Soviet men is taken away from him. Shanemar Shabbos Vayin Nofash. He was rested and refreshed. I'm explaining this. Kevin Shabbos, once it rested on Shabbos, it's over. Vay, whoa, because of the Nefesh, we lost that in the Shami Sarah. By Omer Yishab Rishis Riyakira, Vihirakira, Tana Bereshis Bishnayim. Two people really, Yirakira Be'achad, and one reason Yirakira. Bishlam Yirakira Be'achad makes sense. Those are Pesukah, because it's three Pesukah. Ella Bereshis Bishnayim. Hey Pesukah, how could you give Bereshis split up to three, two people? It's five Pesukah, and you have to have three, at least three Pesukah each. Karbitar, you have to make a Pesukah. Rav Omer Dolig, he says, oh, you go back and repeat. So you read Pasuk 1, 2, and 3, and the next guy reads Pasuk 3, repeating it, then 4 and 5. Shmuel Omer Pasuk, no, split the third Pasuk, 1, 2, and 2 and a half, and then one goes the other half, and then 4 and 5. Rav Omer Dolig, the one who says that you go and you go back, why Shmuel Omer Pasuk, why does he split it up? Because it's Kasar, Kop, Sukkot, the little Pasuk, Moshe, we didn't do it, and no, Pasuk, we're not going to do that. Shmuel Omer Pasuk says, no, you split it up. Me, Pasuk, didn't you really do such a thing? Vomer of Chanina Kara. We know that Rechinina Kara, he was the expert in teaching kids and scriptures. I needed a heter to teach these tinokos, the kids. They went through the whole pasuk, let me split it up, and it's really hard to get the heter. Because they need to teach them and they need to learn. So that's only time And we find he goes, flip a pasuk. He can't flip a pasuk. Or Shmuel, he says, how some time am I was the reason with them? Shouldn't love share when there's nothing else to do. That's how you can teach them. Hachanami, here also love share. Nothing else we can do. So for you have to split it up. But Shmuel, I'm a pasuk. He goes and he says, you split it up. My time on the dog guardian says, go back and read it. Gezerah, Mishom, and if not, Gezerah, Mishom, Yosin. Gezerah for those who are coming in the middle of the reading, and they're going to think, they're going to hear 3, 4, 5, and they're going to think the first one was 1 and 2. And also, Xerbi Shumayos, and those who are leaving earlier, they're going to hear 1, 2, 3, and think the next one's reading 3, 4, and 5, thinking that that is enough to be able to read just 2. May Sfei Frek the Gemara, Parashin Shashisha Pesukim Korin Sob Shnayim, you can split into 2. V'chashimisha B'yachid Im Arisha and Kori Gimel, Hashem Kori Shtayim, Parashin Zuvach and Parashin Cheris. Right, what do we do? If you're splitting up 5 into 6 into 2 people, it's 3 each. For 5, the 2 people, the first one reads 3, and the second one reads the last 2, and then he reads 1 for the next parasha. V'yisham and some say, Gimel, that he reads 3 for the next paragraph. According to one who says that you go back, just go back and reread the last one and go forward. And we're posting Lipsok. Why are you saying ad? Shiny awesome. No, that case is different. Beep, turn the page. The Isli Rafcha, because there's an opening over there. He can read further for the next paragraph. Therefore, there's no need to go out to do this ravish mostickle. All right, here we go. Let's starting with today's Gemara. We are up to Chaf Ches Amar Aleph. Top of the page. Top line. Here we go. The longer paragraph is read by 2 people, and the shorter one by 1 person, by Shachris and Musaf and Mincha. Then they go into the shul, and they say the Torah by heart, that part by heart, just like in the way that you say Shema. In fact, the Gemara, Hechi Kamer, what exactly is the Mishnah talking about? Are we saying B'Shachas and Musaf's Koran Sob B'Sefer? B'Shachas and Musaf, you're going to read the parts of Sereed from the Sefer, or from the Torah scroll. It will be Mincha from the Sefer Torah. Mincha Koran Sob Peh. You do it by heart, like you do Shema by heart, even though it's Torah Shabbos Saf. Maybe this is what we're saying. But Shachris Koronos Al B'Sefer. Shachris, you read it from the Torah. But Musaf Mincha Koronos Al Pek or Shema Musaf Mincha, you do it like that. Toshima, let's take a look. The time is going to break. So Shachris Musaf Dechosam is going to Shachris Musaf. We go to the shul. The Koron Kedosh, the Koron Kol Shalom. We do it the way you do it all year. You read it from the Torah Kedosha. But Mincha Yachid Koronos Al Pek. One reads it by peh. Amar Rav Yosi, Chiyachid Yachid Likros Dibur Torah Al Peh, B'Peh, B'Tzibor. Can an individual read it Al Peh in the Tzibor? B'Motzei everyone, Elakulon Nechlasim Ma'ala. What happens is everybody goes in, and Kukulon Nechlasim V'Kornosa Al Peh K'Kornos Shema. They go in and they all do it by peh like they do Shema. Next, kol yom sheish bo halal ein bo maimed. Right, we said in the Mishnah that any day when they say halal, there's no maimed. The Mishnah is saying that according to Yeshua, whenever they would have the wood offering, there was no maimed at Ne'ilah, but by Mincha they did do it. So now, my hefesh being zelazel, what's the difference between Ne'ilah and Mincha? Why would they bring the wood offerings and by one and not by the other? It says Gemara that, in other words, why would it stop the maimed by Ne'ilah but not by Mincha? Halalu divrei Torah, halalu divrei sofrim, because the Mincha is the Oraisa, and the Ne'ilah is the Rabbanan. Therefore, when you have the Maimed by Ne'ilah, that one was stopped over there, but not by Mincha, right? Because by Ne'ilah, when you have the wood offering going on, Mincha is considered the Oraisa. Yitzchak Avinu, but Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Lifnas Arav, right? The pasuk said that Yitzchak went out to go and daven out in the field. Right, Rashi is a little different to our mincha, because the meaning of brachos, Yitzchak Avinu, Tikkun Tefilas Mincha. Shem Yitzchak Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh, Lifnas Arav, Udin Ilim Divrei Sofrim, Tzrichin, Tzrichin Chizik, Lugusin Hachi, okay, we don't have that here. Right, so what we're saying is that we have... Yeah, okay, period. Next. Zman Atzik O'anam V'am. The Atzik O'anam is the wood festival. V'am and the people, they would celebrate how many times? 9 times a year they would do it. Tanu Rabbanan. Lama Etzikha Lama Zman Atzik O'anam V'am. Why was the answer of the Mishnah to say the times of the wood festivals of the Kohanim and of the peeps? Why would God do such a thing? Amru the Chum said, Kish'olu B'nei Agola. When they were coming back from Eretz Yisrael, from Bavel, Lomatu Eitzem Elishka, they didn't find any wood that was in Elishka. V'amdu Elu v'is nadvu meshalhem. These families got up and they donated from themselves. Rashi says, V'amdu Elu zman de katani b'mas nisen ahach yehutzcha limonos mishum ahi takana da'avud lu hanach navim ki hechi de lo lidachinhu me Asrayhu. Back in the garden, it was 9 days from themselves. V'kachis and avim shebeneim, and because of the prophets, what they do, they came along and they set up. Shafil lishka malei etzim yu'elum mitnatu mishalem. Even if you have tons of wood over there, you know, in appreciation, what's going on over there? We're going to go and we're going to let them go ahead and give from their own wood. And therefore, the Mishnah had to mention the dates when each family would give wood, so that they would never move from those particular times. Says Rashi. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, v'agorilos yipalnu al korban ha'etzim akaram levim. Ve'ha'am, right? We, the Kohanim, the Levim, and the people, they did goralos, lotteries for the wood offering. Lahavi, lebeis, elokeinu, lebeis, elosenu, le'itim, zumanim, shana b'shana, going to the families, different times of the year. Leva'er al mizbach Hashem, elokeinu, kakasa b'tar. So it's a burn on the altar of the Lord, as is written in our holy Torah. Okay, next part of the Mishnah, Vimayim Kohanim Levim V'chol Mi, among them who was involved in the Kohanim Levim, and anyone who wasn't sure of his Shevet, and the family of pestle smugglers and fig cutters. I thought we saw them in the Mishnah. Tadar Rabbanon. Mehayu b'nei gunvei eli. What is a pestle? Like a mortar and a pestle. You know, like you have that, like, the cup-like thing, and then the thing that you hold and you crush the things together. You make, like, little, you want to make, like, some sort of cream or something like that, or some sort of food. So what do they call? Who are these pestle smugglers and fig cutters? I'm really sad. Pamachas gazera, machas gazera. You saw there was once a gazera. Shaloi yavi eitzim la'aracha. They weren't allowed to bring any wood to the mizbeach. V'shaloi yavi ubikurim liyushalayim. They were stopping them, not even bikurim. So even bikurim liyushalayim. Rashi says that bikurim adam nichnas etoch sadeo v'ro eshkol shebiker te'ina shebichra kosher alea gami v'oso sabikurim. Person goes into his field and he sees that there's a cluster that's starting to grow, a fig that's the first one right there. They tie something around it, and they set up that this is going to be the first fruits, and they go ahead and they bring it to Yerushalayim. But unfortunately, like we know, there was a lot of them guys that weren't letting them to go do such a thing. So what happened? Roshu prosdos ala drachim. They said a prosdos. Rashi right before Bikurim says prosdos is shomrim, these guards that were on the path. Like Yerubim ben Nevat did, and that he didn't let shalol yalu yisrael leregel. He didn't let the yidden go up to be ola leregel. Ma asu kisherim. So what did the kisherim do? Says Mr. Shas, what did the Ksherim and the Yerichet of that generation go and do? If you sali bikurim, they brought baskets of bikurim, v'chibam b'ktios, they covered them over with dried figs. When we told them ve'eliyakisveim, they took them with a pestle on their shoulders. The pestle is the thing that's used, P-E-S-T-L-E, is the thing that's used in order to crush the things. Imagine a bowl, that's the mortar, and the pestle is the thing that you crush it with. So what they did is they took these, the pestle on their shoulders, all this stuff. The Kibbutz Gilead said, Prozdos, when they got to the guards, Abulayim, they said, Lehechan Atamolchim, where are you going? Said the guards, Abulayim, they said, Lasashne Guli Deveil, Bachtashashilfanena, we're going to go make fig cakes with the mortar that's in the place in front of us. So Be'eli Shalakas Fena, we're using this pestle, it's on our shoulders. Kevin Shavuvan, once they got past them, Itzum Misalim, Evim Yerushalayim, they decorated these baskets, and they brought them to Yerushalayim. Ta'na, Hein, Hein, B'ni Salmei Hanu Tufasi. Right, we also find another thing similar to this. So this is the family of Salami from this place. She says, "Ein mice is also." They did a similar thing. Talking about a ma'ein b'nei Salmai hanitofasi. Who was this family of here? They said, "Pamachas goes to Amachas Gzera Yisrael." One time, the guys they made this decree on the Yidden. Shaliv Yitzel Recha. They were allowed to go bring the fire for the. For the Mizbeach, those Shiva Prozdos, that's Varachim, and they go and they put guards along the way, and they're Shoshiv Yorvim, and Vatal Drachim, Sholiyalu Yishalat Yisrael, Regal Mosi Rechet, Rosador, what did the Yorichet, they're living in that generation, do, Heviu Gizire, and Rosus Lamos. They took their pieces of wood, and they made them into ladders, Vinichal Kisrein, they put them on their shoulders, Ochalum Lahem, and they went in their way. up to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Kevin Shigel, someone they got to the, you know, their guard. They said to them, you guys go to Malham Lahav. He goes, let's be shovel of stuff. We're going to get pigeons from the dove coat that's in a place in front of us. Sulama Shakasim, he's using these ladders to get there. Kevan Shavu Malham, once they got past them, Pirka Bevu Me'elim Yerushalayim, they took apart the ladders and they brought these pieces of wood to Yerushalayim. Valeim Valkayotim, Omer, and these people, people like them, they say, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Beautiful thing what they did here. Valyov Benavat, Vachavirav Demar, what do you say about him and his friends? Vishem Yersham Yerkov, the name of the wicked shall rot. Zog the next part of the Mishnah. Be'etzim Bo Ben Pachas Moab Ben Yehuda. On the 20th of Av was a family of Pachas Moab from Yehuda. Tana, who were these people? Ben Pachas Moab Ben Yehuda. Hanim Ben David Ben Yehuda. Who are these people? The family of Pachas Ben Yehuda is the family of David. David HaMelech comes from Rus, who comes from Moab. Therefore, Pachas Moab means the governor of Moab. Says Rashi, David Melchishol. Achi Karle Pachas Moab, Shabami Rus HaMoab, he comes from Rus. Divir Meir, Zagazuk Divir Meir, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hain, B'nei Yoav Ben Tzruya. They were from Yoav Ben Tzruya. Yoav also comes from Moab through Rus. Yoav's mother, Tzruya, right? Yoav Ben Tzruya. Was David HaMelech's sister. Says Rashi, Yoav ben Tzruya shebah mirus ha-Moavia, ki Tzruya ein Yoav, achos David ha-Yisrael. Shenemar v'achiyoseim Tzruya v'Avigail. It's a good little trivia over there. Who is David HaMelech's sisters? Next part of the Mishnah says, Be'esim me'elu b'nei Adin ben Yehuda. Who are these people? Tanu Rabbanan b'nei Adin ben Yehuda, einin b'nei David ben Yehuda. Rashi's lachi karle b'sefer shmos what they called adine hatzali shavashah shaosek b'torah ma'adin atzmo kitolas ukeshiotzim lachama miskatshe kaitz. When he would be osek in Torah, he'd make himself soft like a worm, and when he would go out to war, he'd make himself hard like a tree. And sefer shmos, that's a lashon that's used adino ha'etzni. Amazing. He would steig, he'd be open, ready to, you know, accept. But when he went to war, whoa, watch out. Dear Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hein, b'nei Yoav ben Tzruya, it's Yoav ben Tzruya. The children of Yoav ben Tzruya, like we see it, that he also comes from the same upbringing over here, same place, his sister. And they're the ones who gave the wood. It says, Rashi, pluktehi, mitzachas chagiga, maybe? Let's see if it switches it. And Moed Katan. Chadamar Adina Sani is a David. Chadamar is a Yoav. Some say it's Yoav, who is his nephew. B'yechad b'tevis shavu b'nei Parosh Shinia. On the first of Tevis, that the family of Parosh, from Yehuda, would come bring the wood a second time. Oh, money mastisin. Who's it going like? Lord Meir, Lord Yehuda, Lord Yossi. Here, Meir says Meir, lifting shavu b'nei David ben Yehuda. I should have said that of David ben Yehuda comes a second time, right? Because he gave twice. So Meir's view is clearly going against this idea that says that the only family of Parosh are the ones that donated twice. E Rabbi Yehuda, listen, Shavu ben David ben Yehuda Shnia. And it should have said the family of David ben Yehuda returned to Kim a second time. E Rabbi Yossi, listen, Shavu ben Yoav ben Tzruya Shnia. So they said that. Leolam, says Gemara, no, really? It is Rabbi Yossi. We all know Rabbi Yossi. We said, if it's Rabbi Yossi, then it should have said, Yoav ben Tzruya came back. Right? Utshrei Tanei, Libri Rabbi Yossi. No, there's two Tanei in the world of Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says, Deman Damer, B'nei Yadin, Ben Yehuda, Haini B'nei Yoav, Lo Savar La, D'B'nei Pachas Moav, Haini Yoav. L'hachi Lo Katani, Shabu, Shabu B'nei Yoav, Shniav, Lo Svirli, Nami dehein hein b'nei David, dim kein shavu b'nei David, shnia mi ba'ilei. Let me see, you should have said that. Ella, Mishpacha Charisin, it's another family. Uman damer b'nei Pachas Moav, hainu b'nei Yoav, lo svirlei, de b'nei Aden, hainu Yoav, Ella Mishpacha Charisin. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.